This music soundtracks Magic Carpet Ride Over Prague, a newly released film shot this summer. There have been a number of time-lapse videos and would-be viral commercials making use of the city's beauty in recent times. But to my mind, Magic Carpet Ride Over Prague is in a different league, capturing many of the capital's most spectacular views with gliding and fast-climbing aerial shots that take the breath away. The two-minute film is chiefly the work of Jeffrey Martin, a Prague-based internationally successful panoramic photographer who has in the past won plaudits for a stunning interior of the library at Strahov Monastery and created a zoomable panoramic photo of the entire crowd at Wembley Stadium during England's FA Cup final. Martin shot Magic Carpet Ride early in the morning during the summer, mainly from a height of 20 to 80 metres above the ground and using an aerial filming device that can be held in one hand.
It's called the DJI Phantom. It's a pretty small white quadcopter, which means that it has four propellers, and it's got a camera mounted on a three-axis gimbal, which means that it's very, very stabilized. When you turn the copter back and forth or forward and backwards, the camera stays very level.
This is a departure for you, I think. You usually do panoramic still photos.
That's right. My work up to now has been almost all still photography, 360-degree photography. I became quite fascinated with the sort of explosion of drones over the last few years, and finally I decided to get one.
Are all the shots taken on the same drone, or did you use different machines?
We used two different ones, but they were almost all shot from the single machine.
What were the challenges of filming in Prague this kind of video?
Well, I'm relatively new to the scene of flying unmanned aerial vehicles. So for quite some time, I was practicing outside of Prague in an open field, just getting the hang of it. It's not a terribly difficult thing to do. It's far, far easier than, say, a remote-controlled helicopter or airplane. Actually, a remote-controlled helicopter is harder to pilot than a real helicopter, because when it's facing the opposite direction from you, you have to reverse all the controls, and it can be very, very confusing. Meanwhile, a quadcopter is controlled only by four motors. It's mostly controlled by a computer, by electronic speed controllers, and it's got various sensors on it which automatically stabilize it. So it's quite easy, actually, to pilot.
I noticed one shot above the tram stop at Narodny Divadlo at the National Theatre, where there are wires beneath you, tram wires. Was that a danger?
That was something that I was obviously aware of. When you're piloting these things, you obviously have to be aware of your surroundings. So I was more than aware of the fact that there were wires underneath and that I couldn't just land the thing anywhere. It's a fairly expensive piece of kit, so I'm quite paranoid about crashing or breaking it, of course.
Were people on the ground aware of what you were doing? Could they see that you were filming?
In most of the shots, there were not any people around because it was very, very early in the morning. We were shooting a little bit before sunrise, 4:30 in the morning, until about 7 in the morning. So there were very few people in the streets. Yes, sometimes people could see the quadcopter. And it's sort of like, I guess, what it was like shooting photographs in the year 1850. It was met with just you know, curiosity and bemusement, and people were very sort of charmed by this kind of UFO-looking thing, and many people had questions, and it was quite fun. You always make new friends flying these things.
There is a wedding party in the video outside the Old Town Hall. Were they actually out and about so early, or how did you get them in the video?
That was another sort of lucky coincidence. When shooting, it was very picturesque, of course, with the astronomical clock at sunrise. And yeah, there were some, I think, Korean or maybe Chinese ladies in wedding dresses. I think their custom is to shoot a book of photos and wedding portraits before their wedding. So they come to a European town like Prague and get a lot of picturesque shots. And then at their wedding, they have this nice big wedding book of their portraits. So I guess that's what they were doing.
Did you consider filming indoors at all, or was that not possible with your technology?
It's definitely possible in a large-ish interior space. I would love to fly inside a cathedral, for example. I did fly inside Lucerna Passage. That was at about 6:30 in the morning, so there were no people there. And it was quite a beautiful way to see the place, especially the upside-down horse sculpture, to see it from above. It was really nice. You know, there were a lot of interesting shots that didn't make it into the film, of course.
Watching Magic Carpet Ride over Prague, the viewer floats across the Vltava, over Petrín, Malostrana, Charles Bridge and the Old Town, and soars above the statue of St. Wenceslas on the square that bears his name. There's a spectacular shot when the camera spins above the junction at the Municipal House, while the vistas across the city are simply gorgeous. Accompanying all of this is this piece of music by the composer Geraldine Mucha, entitled For Erica. The video's producer, longtime Prague resident John Calkins, explains how he and Jeffrey Martin came to choose it.
This past year I met the great pianist Patricia Goodson, and she was a friend of Geraldine Mucha, who lived in Prague in many years and, like us, was an expatriate. Her husband was the son of Alphonse Mucha, and Geraldine lived a very long life. She died a few years ago, and she composed some very beautiful music, and when we came across it, we thought it was just a nice match, although we could apply a lot of different music to videos like this, depending what kind of mood you'd like to create, and I'm really pleased with it. It's very beautiful, just a simple piano and cello.
Did you at any point consider different approaches, for example, making it faster, making it slower? How did you settle on the approach that you ended up taking?
When you're flying the drone, it makes this buzzing sound, which isn't very nice. But when you switch that off, and you can imagine an entirely different world and hear some beautiful music, and it really is dreamy and peaceful, and it's otherworldly. It's really, we call it a magic carpet ride because that's the closest we can get now.
It's a fabulous film. I've seen many videos shot in Prague. This, I think, is the best that I've seen to date. What do you intend to do with it?
I would love to stimulate some discussion with this film because, in a way, it's an illusion. The city is empty. It's tranquil. When, in fact, most people who don't wake up early and don't go up to towers, they see the street-level Prague, which is busy and distracting and full of tourist nonsense. And there's become this kind of us-versus-them attitude with the locals and tourists here. And I don't like it as an expat and a resident here. Neither of us do.
Have you got commercial plans for the film?
I hope so. And we could do this in other places, of course. So
that's my next question. Do you plan to take this elsewhere?
Jeffrey and I are talking to different people. There's been some interest. We had debated whether to go directly to a client who would this might match well with something they were hoping to promote or sell. And then we decided we could put it out and hopefully it would go viral and just have a ripple effect. And a lot of these videos you see are not in built environments. What's also unique about Prague is there are very few surface parking lots in the old town. A lot of cities you'd probably see blight. You'd see modern buildings that wouldn't match well.
And Jeff, do you have any dream cities, anywhere you'd like to go to take this technology?
Well, I'm also enjoying shooting panoramic photos from this copter because it's also a very nice vantage point for, you know, still photos. So I'm enjoying that very much, shooting different landmarks in Prague. I would very much like to take it to some remote places, to some non-European cities like Bombay, for example, or some of these other more exotic places. That would be fantastic.
What's been the reaction? I think it came out, it was launched last week. What's been the reaction so far?
Everybody loves it. It's been enormously popular. We really wanted it to appeal as much to a 3-year-old kid as to anybody else. You know, we didn't even really do any PR because I felt that the film is really self-explanatory.
Also, one reason that I liked it myself is that it isn't commercial. It isn't selling me anything.
Yeah, it's just, we really, both of us love the city of Prague. I mean, there's something unusual and magnificent about the place, and there's so many facets, and it's mysterious, and it's just so enchanting and beautiful. I can't say enough nice things about the city. Of course, there's a daily grind here, too, but in moments like this, we do create an illusion of it being this poetic, beautiful place.
John Calkins ending that edition of The Arts.